He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the October 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have a mixed open to the market today. The Dow is up 45 points. Wow, it's clear back up to 16,822 after a visit to 16,000 here recently. It is trying to form a bottom here. We'll see whether or not it can hold those important support levels that I called out in my newsletter over this past weekend. Meanwhile, the S&P is about flat right now at 1986 after a visit to 1900 here recently. And the NASDAQ is under a bit of pressure today. It's down 13 points to 4,768. The biotech sector taking a little bit of a hit here today on some downgrades. We have crude oil up today. That's usually good for the market. Crude oil up 1.5%, $46.94. It seems to be hanging out in that mid-45 area right now. It would at least be constructive for crude oil if it could just hold that area, because that's a big chunk of earnings for the S&P 500. And most of the earnings downgrades that I continue to see for next year are happening in the energy patch. Gold is up 0.8% today, $11.47. You would think with all that's going on in the world and a Fed as dovish as can be, that gold would be getting some traction. But instead, it continues to hang out in the $1,100 area. The euro is at 1.123. And the 10-year yield is bouncing up just a little bit here. It's up to 2.07 now after a visit, went under 2% here recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, everybody's got a different opinion here of the market. And I'm going to just give you some other opinions. I see that Citigroup today is out with a pretty bullish call on the market. Citigroup, which had to be bailed out in 2009, or they probably wouldn't be around today. They haven't made a lot of good calls in the past. Citigroup says the global bull market is aging, which I would agree with. Of course it's aging. We're all aging. But it is not finished, okay? That's where I disagree. It's looking to me more and more like maybe we saw the high here in this past June. They also say that they see 20% upside potential between now. Okay, so if we're at 2,000 now, they see 20% by the end of next year. They've got a target price of 2,400. On the S&P 500. That's one of the more bullish calls that I've seen. The target prices for next year range anywhere, by the end of next year, range anywhere from 2,000 now to 2,400, and we're currently at 1987. I'm closer to 2,000 right now, but hey, you know what? It's a market of opinions, and that's what makes it a market, you know? Cramer is turning bullish again after being quite the bear. Well, we'll see. You know, Cramer's another one. I mean, he changes from week to week. He also likes Cisco, which, I don't know that Cisco's a stock of today. I was talking with a guy over the phone yesterday. Smart guy, man. He knows what's going on. He says, don't companies have life cycles? I said, absolutely. They go from great growth stocks to mature stocks to stodgy old stocks of yesteryear that just pay a dividend, like Verizon and AT&T, etc. And I think Cisco has been in that phase of its life for quite some time. But like I say, it's also a market of opinions. Morgan Stanley warns of earnings misses coming from the big banks. They think that the earnings estimates out there on the big banks right now are too optimistic. Another opinion. The Bank of Japan is meeting today. This is a globe that is awash in easing and zero interest rate policy and every kind of monetary stimulus that can be doled out. Bank of Japan meeting. Some think that they'll figure out a way to do some more easing. And, you know, I still come back to, like Ben Bernanke said in his op-ed yesterday, it's time for some fiscal policy moves to keep the economic engines stoked here. What else do we have? Oh, speaking of zero interest rate policy, you can now buy a three-month security from the Fed. And what interest rate will you earn? 0%. That's right. You can loan money to the Fed for 3 months, and in return, you get the safety of the U.S. government, but you get nothing in return in interest rates. There's a sign of the times. You know, I'm really starting to hate ETFs. I mean, ETFs represent 1% of my overall business here at Gunderson Capital Management. I read yesterday that only 10% of all the ETFs that have been generated here and peddled to the public are positive this year. 90% are in negative territory. I liken it to a sack of baseball cards that's sealed. You buy it unknown what's in it. There might be one or two good ones in there, but there's a heck of a lot of filler in there, a lot of junk, a lot of utility baseball players from the Washington Senators. I liken that to ETFs. And, you know, this is the rage in our business, ETFs. Every day I get an invitation to some conference somewhere on ETFs. Have I attended any of them? No. But the asset allocators eat it up, low fees, and they can buy their big gobs of asset classes, high-yield bonds, large-cap stocks in the form of ETFs. I would rather pick through those ETFs myself and try to find the cream of the crop in there. But that's just me. Like I say, it's a market of opinions. ETFs are a major, major part of this industry now. Okay, we continue to have Valeant Pharmaceuticals under fire for raising their drug prices, VRX. This is the second company in the last 3 weeks to come under fire for price hikes on drugs, and that thing has been under pressure here recently. Jim Cramer this morning mentioned something that brought back memories to me. He says Hillary Clinton nearly destroyed the biotech industry in 1994. And think of all of the blockbuster drugs that have come out of the biotech industry since then. I don't know. It's just me. It's a market of opinions, and I'm entitled to mine. I think we ought to grease the skids for new miracle drugs. You know, I've seen people on their deathbed saying, I wish there was something that would cure what I have. I had a guy that worked for me. The last 10 years of his life, he was confined to a wheelchair. He had muscular dystrophy, but he had a brilliant mind. He was a scientist. And he, in the end, he was only able to use one finger. That's it. He typed in data for me in the spreadsheet that I was inventing, the Best Stocks Now spreadsheet. He finally passed away due to a bus accident. He was being taken to one of his doctor's appointments. They forgot to strap him in. Came to a stop. He goes flying up, crashes into the windshield, lasted about a week. But don't you think he would have given anything for a cure for muscular dystrophy, a pill, a medical regimen? We'll figure out a way for him to afford it. There's plenty of good people that would step forward for him to have that cure. Let the free markets work is what I say. CoreLogic says that homes up 7% year over year. Hey, that beats stock market returns. The stock market's down over the last 12 months. Maybe we should be buying single family homes, but it's all about the future. What do the next 12 months hold for the housing market? 44% of online shoppers turn to Amazon. I saw a box, three boxes sitting in our incoming area yesterday at Gunderson Capital. They were all from Amazon. So I would say almost 90% of our traffic here is from Amazon. Oh, General Mills recalls 18 million boxes of Cheerios. What am I going to have for breakfast? Dang it. Toyota shows off a self-driving car. Just don't let me be on the freeway when they're showing it off. Pepsi beats earnings by 9 cents. Illumina getting slaughtered today. That was one of the stocks in my book. I don't currently own it, but it has been a winner. A company that made a major breakthrough in the analysis of gene sequences, which has sped up the process for drug discovery. Once again, I say let the free markets work. Lastly, Facebook is going to launch a satellite to give large parts of the Sahara, Africa, internet access. What would we do without the internet in the Sahara Desert? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, here's a tweet that I received that probably echoes a lot of people's feelings about the market right now. This lady wrote to me, "From all the bad comments, I want out, but nowhere to go. I'm stuck here to ride it out. Can't live on 0% interest." Okay, how many of you out there are thinking the same thing? Raise your hand. Now keep both hands on the steering wheel, because a self-driving car might be tailgating you right now from Google or from Apple. Or how many self-driving cars are out there? It seems like there's a lot of them that don't know how to drive. Anyways, this woman's frustrated. I would say this about that. There's plenty of opportunities on both the long side of the market and the short side of the market. Sometimes the short side of the market is the sunny side of the street. If you think back to 2009, the financials got crushed that year. An ETF with the symbols SKF, which was short the financials, quadrupled that year. I see opportunities once again on both the short side of the market, that's the minority, and the long side of the market, that's the majority. When did I feature this stock? I featured this stock back on September 17th, 2015, and I'm going to feature it again today. Here we are 3 weeks later, and I'm featuring it again. That's a good sign. That means that the stock continues to behave well for me on the long side. It's a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in our aggressive growth accounts. It's a small cap. It's headquartered in Los Angeles, California, just up the line. A place that San Diegans try to avoid at all costs. I know many San Diegans that will drive way inland just to circumvent Los Angeles 405 traffic at 4 p.m., including myself. You know, my father had the foresight 50 years ago to request a transfer from his company. They had a branch in San Diego. He worked in L.A. for many, many years, traversing the traffic and the smog. Back then, you know, hey, hands off to the people. A hand of applause to the people that have worked over the years tirelessly to reduce the smog. I can remember when L.A. was so smoggy, poor Bill could hardly breathe. I was just a little boy. And they got me out of L.A., and my dad moved to San Diego when I was about 7, 8 years old. And we've been here ever since, over 50 years for me now. And I'm thankful to be out of Los Angeles. Yes, they have a better baseball team. The Dodgers a little bit better than the Padres over the years. And that ought to be a great series, the Dodgers and the Mets. Really looking forward to today. I don't know about you. I would love to see the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees. Okay, that's just me. Let's give someone else a shot for a while. And I would love to see the Cubs win. You know, remember Back to the Future, and he came to the future. He came to 2015, and what did he see? The Cubs winning the World Series. We'll see if, what was his name? I can't think of his name right now. McFly, George McFly, was right or not. Anyways, back to Los Angeles, okay? There's a company there called J2 Global, Inc. The symbol is JCOM. What do? They provide internet-based fax, email, and call handling services worldwide. I don't know about you. Our company has switched over to a similar service, one of their competitors, 8x8. We now have all of our phones and everything on the internet. No more hard lines. We love it. And our bill has gone way down. I'm all about saving money. And I like the service. We've had problem-free. We have good voice quality. We have good intercom amongst all of us here. In a company of about 10 people that are all working together towards a common goal, I like the service. JCOM has been a nice little stock, one that probably doesn't get a lot of fanfare, not a sexy business by any means, but obviously a profitable business. This company was making $1.58 back around 2008 during the Great Recession. Next year, they're looking to make $4.50. Isn't that a triple in earnings? Since 08, they're doing something right. Gosh, they're making a profit. We can't have that in America. You know what a profit does? Profit enables companies to continue to invest, to continue to hire, to continue to do R&D. Oh, yeah, and maybe the CEO gets a fancy sports car and a swimming pool in his backyard, and he becomes one of the 1%. I know, that's all evil. Anyways, over the last 10 years, this stock has delivered to a lot of folks, pension funds, teachers' unions that have an investment in this company, 16% per year. Their success has been spread out to a whole heck of a lot of people, working-class people. Over the last 5 years, JCOM has delivered 27% per year to the investors. The market's delivered 11. Over the last 3 years, JCOM has overcome a market that's only averaged 10. It's averaged 34. No guarantees going into the future. Emphasis. With big, bold letters and exclamation point. Over the last 12 months, JCOM's up 50%. The market's up 1%. How did I find JCOM? I found it using my Best Stocks Now app because it's ranked number 6 currently. And it's been in the top 300 for a long, long time. You can go back in my newsletters. I publish my top 300 every week, and you'll see JCOM there for many, many moons. Now we have to turn to valuation. Okay? This is an aging bull market. Things are becoming fully valued. We have to look for value. We have to look for opportunities on the long side, which this is. And we also have to look for opportunities on the short side. This is one of my top long side holdings right now. And I see that it's breaking out to new all-time highs today. Okay, it's not testing its lows. It's not hitting new lows. It's breaking out. It trades at 16 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the market. They're expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years, which gives us a very reasonable PEG ratio of 1.1. I have a 5-year target price of $132 per share. They also pay a nice little dividend yield of 1.72%. Hey, that helps us 99%ers, right? A little dividend in our pocket can't hurt. Out of 4,160 stocks in my database, which is growing by the day, we've added about 40 mutual funds in the last few days. Check out the mutual fund rankings. You'd be surprised at how these long short funds are holding up over the last few years. Take a look at the mutual fund rankings. See if any of those funds are available to you in your 401k. Anyways, we currently own JCOM here at Gunderson Capital Management, which we disclose, and this is not a recommendation by any means. I have to give living examples from today's market of stocks that exhibit the characteristics I like that make them best stocks now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about Citigroup coming out with a very bullish call on the market, saying that between now and the end of next year, they see 20% upside to the S&P 500. Boy, that would put it at 2,400. I don't know what earnings estimates they're looking at. I don't know what multiple they're using, but look, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I think that the upside potential in the market is narrowing and that the earnings estimates are starting to be shaved and the earnings estimates are going downwards right now. But I will keep you posted from week to week. I published my target price. I published my earnings estimates last weekend in the newsletter. It was quite a downwards revision from previous weeks. And I'm the guy that's been bullish for 6 years and 25 weeks. Don't tell me I'm a doomsday prophet or a doomsayer trying to sell newsletters with bold headlines. No, I just take a look at the facts that are out there, ma'am, and report them back to you of how I analyze those facts. Let's see, what else have we talked about so far? We talked about Morgan Stanley warning about the banks. Okay, well, we'll see. Bank of Japan, will they do a little bit more easing today? I mean, they're already at zero. I don't know. Did they go to negative? The Fed recently offered a three-month security. You can buy them today. There's probably a line to get them. They're paying 0% interest. Why'd you open up a three-month CD at the bank? Who are you helping? You're helping the bank. You're helping the Fed. That doesn't make much sense to me. Only 10% of ETFs are positive this year. That does not surprise me at all. I'm starting to get ETFs represent 1% to 2% of my business. I do use them. Where I use them, however, I like to use them on the inverse side. I can take a whole sector that looks snotty and buy an inverse position. I can buy a whole index that looks snotty and buy an inverse position. That's where I like the ETFs. But the vast majority of guys in my business are 100% ETFs. That's the way they manage money. All right. Biotech's under fire again today. I do have a little short position on said biotechs. There's been a lot of finger wagging against the biotechs lately. How dare they make a profit? We can't have that in America. You know what? I say let's stick with capitalism American style. I don't think Venezuelan style did too well for the Venezuelans. I've been seeing pictures of them standing in bread lines down there, but nobody's making a profit, okay? So I guess it's all worth it. Anyways, we're going to go traveling right now. I don't know why. When I check into airfares and hotels and think about having a few days off from time to time, which doesn't happen very often, my wife's back in Charleston, South Carolina right now. She sends me text from a canoe. Now, for whatever reason, she went back there a year ago and chose a home for my son-in-law, who's going to dental school. They had a new baby last week, and they're high and dry where they're at. She chose one of the few homes that's not being evacuated by canoe right now in Charleston. So God bless her. You know, she was led somehow to choosing a home on high ground. Let me tell you just one other little story here. The intuition of a mother. You know, these women today, they're something. I think they're a little smarter than us men. This baby was due, like, you know, I think October 15th or 10th or something. She made her reservations for last Tuesday, a week ago today. I said, Lynn, you're leaving me here. I got to do the laundry. I got to, you know, hey. I said, but you know what? If you feel like you need to go, go. So she gets to the airport in Atlanta and gets on the puddle jumper for, it's literally a puddle jumper right now for Charleston. Gets to the airport. Her daughter picks her up and says, Mom, I'm feeling contractions. She had the baby that night. Had my wife not been inspired to leave 10 days early, she would have missed the whole show, the whole affair. And she was able to be of great help because they have another little girl that's just almost 2 years old. She was able to take care of the other little girl while they went off and had the baby. And they're having a wonderful time without me back there. But I think that's a great story of motherhood and grandmotherhood right there. Sometimes these mothers and grandmothers, they know. There's that little secret voice that tells them, hey, this is what you need to do. And if you get that little secret voice, don't listen to your husband. Listen to your own little secret voice. All right, let's talk about Expedia, okay? Because I was checking. I was getting ready to fly back there and everything until the floods hit. This is a flood that hasn't hit since 1,000 years in South Carolina. My wife said she thought she saw Noah there. Anyways, I mean, this is quite the flood. And so I decide I better not go. I better wait until the holidays. We'll all get together for a family reunion then. I use Expedia. I don't know why. I just like Expedia. You know what? That's a good stock. If I'm using it, there must be others using it. This was a $5 stock in 2008. It's now a $122 stock. So to this woman who wrote me a text message from all the bad comments, I want out, but nowhere to go. I'm stuck here to ride it out. There's plenty of opportunities on both the long side of the market and on the short side of the market. And I just gave a long side that I continue to like JCOM. I continue to own it. I continue to trail right behind it with the line in the sand just in case the floodwaters start to rise. I've got my hip boots just in case, my canoe ready with a flashlight just in case. But in the meantime, I continue to like Expedia, which is a $16 billion market cap company. It's a new buy in my moderate risk profile, which is the vast majority of the clients that I have here. That's by far my biggest portfolio. Where is Expedia headquartered? Expedia is headquartered in Bellevue, Washington, where we have more than our share of listeners. We get people from Bellevue calling us all the time, wanting to know a little bit more about our services. They notice that, hey, there's something a little bit different here. They're not offering me an asset allocation of exchange-traded funds that gets changed three or four times a year. No, instead, they're trying to go inside of those ETFs and find the better ones. And you would probably find Expedia inside of a leisure ETF or an entertainment type of ETF. Expedia is a $16 billion company. They provide airline tickets, hotel rooms, car rentals, vacation packages, cruise services. The other day I watched the Disney cruise ship, which parks right by my home here in San Diego. And when they leave, their horn sounds when you wish upon a star. And I watched the cruise ship head out through the harbor, clear the harbor. It was just getting dark, and pretty soon I saw their lights shining out on the horizon line. Quite a beautiful sight, watching that Disney cruise ship. I think with all these little girl grandchilds that I've got, four out of four, the first four are girls. I think I'll be on some Disney cruise ships wearing Mickey Mouse ears. Some would say I'm a Mickey Mouse grandfather to begin with, but Expedia, I'm sure I could book that trip. Look at the returns of Expedia over the years. They've tripled the returns of the market over the last 10 years, much like Priceline, another one of the stocks that I own. Over the last 5 years, Expedia, EXPE, has more than doubled the returns of the Dow or the S&P 500. And over the last 3 years, it's tripled the returns. And over the last 12 months, while the market is plunking along at 1%, that's right. You go back a year ago today, we've made 1% in the market. And we've done probably more work than we've ever done in our lives. And what have we got to show for it? Not much. But Expedia is up 46% over the last 12 months. You know what? I guess that's the last thing to go out of people's budgets is vacations and travel and weekend getaways. Otherwise, we would just be working all the time, 365 days a year. Get out, smell the roses a little bit, you know. Even if you plan a weekend in Ensenada, what the heck? I can. If you go to Ensenada, I know several good restaurants down there. And the best taco cart, I've seen it on Dives, Diners, and Drive-Ins many times, where they have all kinds of gourmet shrimp cocktails and clam cocktails and fish tacos, all kinds of wild finishes and seasonings and whatnot. Anyways, Expedia definitely is a performer. It's trading at 20 times earnings, but it's expected to grow by 19, which makes for a reasonable peg ratio of 1. I like Expedia. That's why I own it. I'm not recommending that you own it. I'm just saying this is an example of my style of investing. There's opportunities on the long side. There's opportunities on the short side. I like Expedia on the long side. We'll be back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm,
And now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, I watched that fourth quarter. Seattle. Well, congratulations to Seattle for beating Detroit, who's now, what, 0-4? I think the Chargers beat Detroit, too. That shows you how bad Detroit is if the Chargers can beat them. But Seattle, you know, I don't know about that last play, though. I don't know if I'd be too proud of that one. You just punching the ball out of people's hands. You know what? I'm not really for that. That just seems to be cheap to me. And then the other guy punching the ball out of the end zone, you know, I don't like it. I've watched Pete Carroll over the years. I'm a Southern Californian. He was at USC for many years. Yeah, he wins. What can I say? And I'll just leave it at that. All right. So far, we've talked about all the headlines swirling around the world today and in the markets. I'll tell you what, there's cross currents coming from every which way that are impacting the markets. I would say this. I think that it's been proven here recently just what of the impact that the Fed has on the market. I mean, just the mere thought of that quarter point rate hike. You saw the markets reacting to every single good piece of news that came out, thinking that the Fed would hike interest rates in September. It just has held the market hostage, really, for the last 12 months, afraid of a quarter point rate hike. All right? And then look what happens when the Fed, we finally get a piece of really bad news on the economy, the jobs report, that says, you know, we only created 140,000 jobs here. We were expecting 200,000. And look what the market has done since then. It's celebrated. You could almost hear the champagne corks, in my case, sparkling apple cider, popping and celebrating. The Fed is not going to raise rates anytime soon. And look at the rally we've had in the market. It's all Fed related. It has nothing to do with earnings. It has nothing to do with the economy. It's all about a stinking quarter point rate hike that didn't happen, which was initially met with some harumphs, and the market sold off because now it was looking ahead to the October already saying, oh, we better continue to sell off because if it's not didn't happen in September, it will surely happen in October. Quit calling me Shirley, would you? Anyways, they didn't. Probably won't. Probably not in October. Probably not. This recent jobs report was bad enough for investors in the market to just like say, okay, Fed, you're out of the picture for a way, for a time, for a bit here. We're going to jubilantly go ahead buying stocks like there's no tomorrow, when in previous weeks they were selling them like there's no tomorrow. Why? All because of the Fed. So anybody who doubts the power of the Fed, you have seen recently just what power they possess. I think it would be easy to argue that Janet Yellen, and as it relates to the markets, is the most powerful person in the world. You know, look at how Greenspan used to impact the markets. Look at how Bernanke impacted the markets. Were it not for the Fed, I don't know that we would have had any economic growth here over the last 4 or 5 years. The Fed deserves the lion's share of credit. Now, as Bernanke said in his op-ed on Monday, monetary policy and the Fed can only take the economy so far. And anybody who took an Econ 101 class in junior college or in high school, I hope they're making kids. You know what? Every kid should be required. That should be a requirement. I don't care what degree you're getting. You should understand the basic economy and how it works. Otherwise, you'll be marching down the street, occupy this, occupy that. Maybe if they had just a basic understanding of how a vibrant economy is good for a country, and maybe they would realize that's how they got their iPhones that they're tweeting on and they're sending messages. You know, look. But Econ 101 says to tweak the economy, there's two major forces, two major tools. One is monetary policy. Well, that's interest rates, printing money, money supply, things like that. And the other one is fiscal policy. That's taxation. Do you want to tighten the grip on companies to hold the economy down? Do you want to loosen the grip on companies? And of course, you can't loosen it too much, or you get what happened in 2009, correct, Amundo? There has to be a strike of balance there. But what Bernanke was saying is, I'm handing the baton, not that he's the Fed chairman anymore, but the Fed has done everything that it can do. Now the baton needs to be passed to the House, to the Congress, to the President, to come up with some stimulus, some monetary stimulus. Otherwise, this thing is dying a slow death. I think that's what he said, if you go through and read his op-ed piece. But I would also say that this is not an administration that's going to give tax incentives to businesses anytime soon. If anything, they're going exactly in the opposite direction of tightening the noose around these evil companies that make profits. So anyways, we shall see what we shall see. There's lots of forces. And in the meantime, what do we do as investors? I laid out a game plan yesterday. I would repeat that game plan today. You assess everything you own on a daily basis. And if things start to weaken, I had a guy transfer stuff to me. He had stuff that was down 60-70% from where his previous guy bought it. That's what I call being asleep at the wheel. First thing we got to do is clean that thing up. Get rid of the dead weight. Get rid of the weeds that are choking your garden. No guarantees that we'll see results in the future, but I think it makes sense. It's prudent to get rid of dead weight. Then we're going to try to fill it with vibrancy and life. The Expedias of the world, the JCOMs of the world, the Amazons of the world, the Google, the companies that are thriving, that are in their prime. And even then, there's no guarantees that they'll continue to thrive. But I just think it's better to have thriving plants in your garden than ones that are getting dead and woody and fall is coming and they've produced their crop. It's about time that they be pruned and replaced. And I think there's opportunities on the long side, and I think there's opportunities on the short side. And we'll continue to look under as many rocks as we can each and every day. PWStreet.com or 855-611-BEST. PWStreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.